Federal Reserve officials meet today to ponder short-term interest rates, as they do every 6 weeks or so. To tell us what they're likely to do and why, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here. David, good morning again.
Good morning.
So what's the Fed likely to do?
The Fed is almost certain to raise interest rates from 4% to 4.25% at today's meeting and then take them another 0.25% in January. The Fed is like a doctor looking at a heart patient, and they have to decide whether the heart is going too slow or too fast. And in order to get the heart to beat faster, they've kept interest rates relatively low for some time. But they're getting to the point where they don't think the patient needs much stimulus.
And there's also some change possible in the indicator as to the direction that they're heading?
Well, that's right. Everybody in the markets thinks they know what the Fed is going to do. What they're interested in is, what is the Fed going to say? Particularly, what are they going to say about the likely trajectory of interest rates over the next few months? They've been very open lately. They've been talking about measured rate increases. But they're getting to the point where they want to change the language because they're not really sure now how far rates will have to go.
And why do people care about that language?
The markets really want to know where rates are going to be 6 months from now, because that what determine what bonds are going to do and what stocks are going to do. And the Fed has been giving them very clear signals. This has been an unusual period for the Fed. But the Fed seems to be uncomfortable with continuing to give that signal, and most people expect them to stop, if not now, then in January.
Now, David, you've told us in past conversations that these interest rate increases are expected because Alan Greenspan is leaving as Fed chairman. They want to send signals that inflation will still be kept under control even after he's gone. But I want to ask about something else that's happening at the same time. What's happening with interest rates from central bankers in other countries around the world?
Well, that's interesting. In Europe, after holding rates steady for 3 years, they're now starting to move them up. They've moved them up 0.25%. And there's even talk in Japan, where rates have been at zero for years, of the time has come to begin for them to start raising interest rates. And what that means to the U.S. is this. If other people raise interest rates too much, their economies will be sluggish and they won't buy enough of our stuff. But it also has a big effect on what happens to the dollar. And it will help keep the dollar up if interest rates overseas go up as well as ours.
So on balance, is it good that Americans are raising interest rates at the same time as our trading partners are?
On balance, it's good that central bankers think the world economy is now finally strong enough that they can all be raising interest rates, as long as they're right.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.